नेक्स्ट वर्स इज शॉर्ट, विल ट्राई टू फिनिश इट. वर्स नंबर 32. यदृच्छया चोपपन्नम् स्वर्गद्वारमपावृतम् सुखिन क्षत्रियाः पार्थ लभन्ते युद्धम् ईदृशम्. So we do the second line first. Sukhina Kshatriya Partha. Partha, O Arjuna, he was Pritha's son. O Arjuna, Sukhina Kshatriya, they are very fortunate. They are very lucky. Sukhina here does not mean happy. Means they are fortunate Kshatriyas who get Labhante, who find Yuddham Idrisham. Is this kind of war for a Kshatriya is very lucky. Why is this kind of war very lucky? Yadrichaya, it has come to you without you asking for it. It's not that you wanted to fight. The war came of its own and it has come. Cha upapannam, it has come to you. And what kind of war? A, you did not ask for the war. You did not go and try to be the aggressor. They were the aggressors. They had been constantly trying to get what they didn't deserve and they have been bad for the country. So this war you didn't seek, they sought it. You were ready to even make peace. You said, I'm ready to even take 5 villages. But Duryodhana said, nothing. I'm not even going to give you enough land on the tip of a needle. So having stolen your kingdom, then he doesn't even want to give you 5 villages. So this war has come without you asking for it. And this war is Swarga Dwaram Apavritam. And it will open the gates of heaven for you. So you are lucky, you are blessed to be as a Kshatriya to face with a war. A, you didn't choose it. B, it is the right kind of war. And 3, it will take you to heaven. So let us talk about briefly. So as we said, it has come on its own. You did not seek it. In fact, you tried to avoid war. And it will take you to heaven. Now, what is heaven? Heaven is a place where if you do desire-prompted activities, you go to heaven. That's what we believe. In our scriptures, heaven is not the highest. In fact, they say there are 7 heavens and 7 hells. And heaven is a zone of Indra, the demigod. So Indra is the head, the god of thunder and lightning, just as in the Greek, Zeus is the lord of thunder and lightning. And then there is the rain god, and then there is the sun god, and the god of the moon, and the god of the river, and god of wind, god of fire. So these are the lower gods, and they are the 7 worlds in which people go when they have done good deeds, desire prompted. And when your time is up, when your good deeds are over, you come back and continue your journey. So those are the 7 worlds. So that's why heaven was never considered special by our rishis, because what is the use of going to heaven? All I go is there, exhaust my good karmas, enjoy life and come back. Then above heaven, there are other zones. There is the world of Brahmaji, the creator. And that's where people who are highly evolved, who have not yet realized, not become one with God, but very close, then they go to those worlds, the world of Brahmaji. And they study there and then they evolve. Then those, they don't come back. Once you go beyond heaven, once you are very close to God, then at that stage, you don't come back. And then, of course, there is Vaikuntha and Shiva Loka, which are all higher realms. So heaven is just a holiday place. So he says, but for a Kshatriya, if you're doing actions with that idea that I'm fighting for the good, then you are guaranteed to go to heaven. And that's what they say. Heaven is where you go when you have done desire-prompted activities. In fact, there are certain yajnas, which if you call the priest and do that, they say you are guaranteed to go to heaven. But our rishis in the Upanishads discarded heaven as not worth. Parena nakam nihitam guhayam. He says this, the Lord is beyond heaven and it is in the heart. The Lord that is in the heart is beyond heaven or hell. So here, Krishna is talking at the lower level of for people who are thinking that by doing this deed, I will go to heaven. He says, yes, you will go. And he's telling Arjuna, it is a rare chance. it is labhante yuddham idrisham. It is for a kshatriya, it is a rare. It's like you put your name in a lottery and your name gets picked up. They say, here's your reward. There's no preconditions, there is no fine print. You are getting it. So here you are getting the reward of all your good deeds, and you are getting an opportunity to go to heaven. Krishna, in fact, later on in the Gita, there is a verse where he says, if you die in the war, you will go to heaven. If you win the war and you succeed and your enemies are destroyed, you will be the king of the whole India. So either way, you are fine. If you win, you are fine. If you lose, you are still fine because you are going to heaven. So it's a rare chance that you are getting. How many people get an opportunity to fight for a good cause? Like when India was not free, you know, the people who were fighting for freedom, it was a rare opportunity for them. So, but it doesn't necessarily only have to be great opportunities, but at every step, I should look where I can find an opportunity to make this world a better place. Now, do not wait for opportunity to come. If you have an opportunity to make somebody happy, do it. If you have an opportunity to help somebody, do it. If you have an opportunity to serve, do it. So take advantage of every opportunity that comes to you. Why? Because the benefit of dharma is called adrishya phalam. Phalam means fruit. Adrishya means not visible. See, for example, if I get a job and I go and work 40 hours. So at the end of 40 hours on Friday, the boss gives a paycheck. So that is visible. Okay, I got 500 or 1,000 or 2,000, whatever my salary was. So that is the drishya phalam. I see it. Okay, I work 40 hours, I get this pay. Or somebody starts a business and works very hard, very hard. Months and years he works and hardly draws any salary, stays away from his wife and children. But at the end of 5 or 10 years, his company has grown and he has become an internet sensation. And then Google or Facebook or somebody says, I'll buy this company for 500 million. So that is drishya phalam. I worked hard for 10, 15 years, but now I have something I can see. Or somebody has trained and climbed and worked hard and finally climbs the top of Mount Everest. And years of labor, he's standing there and looking around. Wow. The sensation is so beautiful. So there is a drishya phalam. You can see the result. But if I'm going and serving somebody, or if I'm volunteering in a school or in a hospital or working for some church or some organization, you don't see the result. You don't get a paycheck. Sometimes people don't even recognize you. So they say, what is the use? No, that phala is more significant. This other one, you see everybody does. The whole world is working for a wage. But a person who can work without getting a salary, without getting recognition, without getting a position, even sometimes people don't praise him. It's okay. That's what all these great workers, karma yogis who do that, they work not for a wage, not for a salary, not for recognition, but it is the right thing to do. And it makes me happy. And that happiness is lasting happiness. The happiness of a paycheck will be there for a while, but this inner happiness you get, that will be long lasting and will give you great spiritual benefit because it will bring you closer to God. So that's what this war is going to give you, not only a visible benefit of helping the country, but the inner benefit of doing what is good. And that's why doing good is so uplifting. When you help somebody or when you do something good, you feel good inside. Nobody may know it. Sometimes people give gifts anonymously. They say, who gave this $1,000? We don't know. And sometimes people come to the mission also and tell us, okay, I'm giving you this check, but I do not want my name. Just do it anonymously. Don't need to announce. So even the name or fame or recognition, they don't want. So that is the adrishya phalam. That is the invisible fruit. And this, you have an opportunity to do something is good for society, and that will guarantee you to go to heaven. That's what they say. A kshatriya, in those days, they believed if he dies in a war, in a just war, not a war where he's trying to attack the enemy or steal from them or take their land, But when he's doing that to defend his country and defend his and doing the right thing, that is. And this again will depend on the situation. Like they say, telling the truth is always good. Yes, that is true. But suppose you are standing in a street corner and this girl comes running and she says, help me, help me. This is what he says, this man is chasing me and he wants to molest me and so I want to hide. So she quickly goes and hides behind a bush and this man comes running. You know, did you see this girl going by? Now, if you are, you say true, telling the truth is always good, right? So if tell the truth, yeah, she's hiding behind the bush, that is adharma. If on the other hand, if you tell him, yeah, I saw her, she ran that way. If you run fast, you will catch her. Then even though you're telling a lie, that is dharma, that is right. Because you're doing it to protect an innocent person who was to be, you know, molested or mistreated. So dharma is doing what is good for me and doing what is good for society. That's why it is called Shreyaha. Shreyas means that which is good. So that's what he says. You were thinking the opposite. In the first chapter, Arjuna says, if I fight this war, I'll be fighting against my grandparents and my teacher. I will be doing adharma and people will talk ill of me. Krishna says it is the opposite. Not doing your duty is adharma. Not doing your duty, people will talk ill of you. So what you are doing is dharma, but if you don't do it, don't do your duty, that is adharma. So you are doing opposite, even though you are thinking, but your thinking is opposite of what it should be. And in the next few verses, he will talk more about adharma and dharma. And then he will. Then we will go to some higher concepts in the Bhagavad Gita. Because the second chapter is full of a lot of beautiful knowledge, because it is the summary of what is to come in the entire Bhagavad Gita. So the whole Bhagavad Gita is summarized in the second chapter. It's like a preview. And you know, when you watch a movie, the trailer, it shows you the high point. So that is what the second chapter is. And also there are some verses about a man of wisdom, Sthita Prajna, which we'll come to later on. Hari Om. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashche Dukha Bhag Bhave. Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.